My name's Irvin Black. I'm from Brigham Young University. And I've been there a year, so I'm still trying to figure out what their globalization mission is to some extent. However, talking to Steve Albrecht, who knows a lot more about it than I do, I've got some ideas. We're a unique university in that we're sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We have, our mission is a little bit different, or has a different twist, maybe. We are doing some of the same things that other universities are doing, trying to internationalize our faculty to some extent, get them to travel more. For example, in the last year they had 57 visits, whereas 3 years ago there was only 13 by the faculty, so it's expanding. We also have a large portion of our student population speak a second language because many of them have gone on church missions. About 2 out of 3 students speak a second language. But what they don't have is they have the religious language. They don't have the business language, which, as you know, from incoming freshmen, they have to learn the language of business. And so we are concentrating on teaching business language in seven different languages currently, including Spanish, Chinese, Portuguese, German, several languages, to try to, I guess, leverage our ability in that area of expertise. Another thing that we are doing at BYU, we're seeking to form partnerships with international schools. We've done so with Macquarie University in Australia, and University of Seoul in Korea, and Xiamen, if I hope I'm pronouncing that right, in China, and looking to do more of that. We also have executive education programs that trying to do specialized education for companies, international companies, such as the city of, several in Korea and the city of Bangkok. We've had some of our students go down to Peru who are in management, public management area, and help the Peruvian government redraft their constitution. So we are also helping on a smaller scale individual people. We have a program right now where students go down and assist students other students in Mexico who may not have had much education. They give them a short course, train them, and we've got Walmart right now has agreed to hire 30 of these people each month from that program in Mexico. We also have a microcredit program where students go and faculty as well to assist small businesses with small loans, $100 loans, to help them start up a business, get their, just simple little accounting things going so that they can control these little side businesses that they have to try to help these some of these people in the Philippines, Honduras, and other South American countries. We have a cyber grant university, along with partnered with the University of Utah, and we are just reapplying for that grant as well. And as part of that, we're doing more with business education, both internally in the school, in the Marriott School, as well as externally.
Thank you. Kelly?
My name is Tommy Carnes from the University of Arkansas.